Today is Wednesday, August 25th. What to know about the final days in Afghanistan, why President Biden is sticking to next week's withdrawal date, and why other world leaders are asking him not to. Also, a change in plans at the U.S.-Mexico border because of a new ruling from the Supreme Court. Plus, new government guidelines for overweight Americans, tributes for a rock and roll legend, and Walmart's plan to team up with local businesses. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. U.S. troops have just 6 more days to airlift thousands of Americans and American allies out of Afghanistan. President Biden announced he's sticking to his August 31st deadline for ending the U.S. military operation there. He said the longer the U.S. stays, the greater the risk that terror groups like ISIS could try to attack both U.S. troops and innocent civilians. And remember, the Taliban, now in charge there, have also demanded America stick to that deadline. But other world leaders and some U.S. lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are still asking Biden to reconsider. They're worried too many people will be left behind, even those eligible for refugee status, especially since a lot of them have had trouble just getting to the airport through huge crowds and Taliban checkpoints. For now, the U.S. military is coordinating all air traffic in and out of the Kabul airport. More than 70,000 people have been evacuated in the last 10 days, including at least 4,000 American citizens. When it comes to Afghans, though, who helped American and NATO troops over the last 2 decades, it's starting to get trickier. Last night, the Taliban stopped allowing Afghan citizens to go to the airport. They say the crowds are too dangerous. Plus, they say the U.S. keeps taking doctors, professors, engineers, and other people who Afghanistan depends on. At this point, it's not clear how strictly the Taliban is enforcing this new ban, but the Biden administration says it still expects the Taliban to cooperate and allow those who are cleared to leave, at least until the end of the month. In case that does not happen, the president says he's preparing backup plans that might include delaying the deadline to withdraw all troops. Also of note, the CIA director had a meeting this week with the Taliban leader Abdul Ghani Baradar. That's the highest-level face-to-face meeting between the Taliban and the U.S. since militants took over there. It's not clear exactly what was talked about. The Biden administration only said they discussed near-term goals. But the meeting in itself is pretty extraordinary, since the CIA actually partnered with Pakistani forces to arrest Baradar back in 2010. He spent 8 years in prison until the Trump administration convinced Pakistan to release him as part of peace talks. A controversial immigration policy President Biden canceled earlier this year is now coming back. It's commonly known as the Remain in Mexico policy. It basically says migrants who apply for asylum need to remain or wait in Mexico instead of the U.S. while American authorities evaluate their cases. It started under the Trump administration, and supporters say it helps alleviate some of the congestion in the southern U.S. and the burden on American taxpayers. But critics call it inhumane, saying it forces vulnerable migrants to stay in especially violent border cities. So this debate has been playing out in the courts. And just last week, a federal judge said the policy needs to be allowed once again. So the Biden administration appealed and then asked the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in, hoping the highest court would allow the policy to stay on hold during this appeals process. Well, the Supreme Court just denied that request in a 6-3 vote. The majority said the government is not likely to win an appeal anyway, and the Biden administration did not consider all the benefits to the policy. So now the Remain in Mexico policy is back in action indefinitely, unless it turns out the Biden administration wins another appeal or Congress decides to change the law. What was once Tropical Storm Henry has finally moved away from the U.S., so now the recovery begins. The storm hovered over the Northeast for days and some areas got up to 10 inches of rain. Homes and businesses were flooded, trees and power lines were toppled, and tens of thousands of customers were left in the dark. The AccuWeather CEO now says the storm probably caused $8 to $12 billion in damage. President Biden has declared disasters in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Connecticut, and that should help get federal recovery aid to those states. There's also now a disaster declaration in Tennessee following devastating flooding there. At least 18 people died, including children, in Humphreys County. 3 more are missing. A local sheriff says at least 125 homes were destroyed and hundreds more are so badly damaged they can no longer be lived in. The National Guard is blocking off roads and nonprofit organizations like the Red Cross and Salvation Army are working to help out. Well, this week, the CDC put out another new study about how effective the COVID-19 vaccines are now that the Delta variant is most common in the U.S. It looked at tens of thousands of COVID-19 cases in Los Angeles County between the beginning of May to the end of July. It found unvaccinated people were 5 times as likely to be infected as people who were fully vaccinated, and unvaccinated people were 29 times as likely to end up in the hospital. Now, before Delta, those rates were actually even more extreme. Now, more cases and hospitalizations of vaccinated people are happening, but they're still rare. Public health officials say booster shots, which will likely start rolling out next month, should help even more. There's a new public health warning to tell you about. The FDA is asking people to stop taking ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID-19. Now, that drug has not been approved for that purpose, and it turns out people are accidentally poisoning themselves with it. Some have even ended up in the hospital. The confusion might have come from some media personalities who have mentioned it, referring to small trials that tested whether the drug might be helpful. But the World Health Organization has called those trials inconclusive. And the bigger issue is, most of the people who have called poison control or gone to the hospital for ingesting the drug took a version of it that's actually meant for livestock. It can easily be bought at animal supply centers to treat animals like cows and horses for parasites. So the new message from the FDA is, wait until a doctor prescribes you a human medication before treating yourself with something else. All right, we have more news just ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, KiwiCo. So I know I'm the parent and not the child, but I thought it was so fun to get a box from KiwiCo, so I can only imagine how exciting this is for kids. Of course, we get the KiwiCo crate for newborns, which has a bunch of great supplies to help educate and entertain our baby boy, Dax. Now, if you're not familiar, KiwiCo creates super cool hands-on projects designed to expose kids to concepts in STEAM, which means science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Their mission is to build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills, all while making sure your children have a blast all along the way. Each box is delivered monthly and comes with everything you need for that month's project. So it might be the easiest screen-free entertainment you give your kid all month. And there's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Plus, right now, you can get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/newsworthy. Again, get your first month free when you sign up at KiwiCo, KiwiCo, kiwico.com/newsworthy. Medical experts now say overweight Americans should start getting screened for type 2 diabetes at age 35, which is 5 years sooner than current guidelines. The new advice comes from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. This is the federal panel whose recommendations generally lead to insurance providers covering certain tests or procedures. For diabetes, it's usually a blood test. The panel says the risk of developing diabetes increases significantly in our mid-30s. An earlier treatment can help patients avoid the more serious risks that come with diabetes, like heart disease and kidney failure. Experts say type 2 diabetes is preventable. Being overweight or obese is the strongest risk factor. And by the way, childhood diabetes rates are also going up. The American Medical Association published a new study this week. It analyzed health records from nearly 3.5 million American children under the age of 19 from 2001 to 2017. It found in that time, there was a 95% increase in kids getting diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. The largest increases were among Black and Hispanic children. One doctor told USA Today that could have something to do with inequities and other social factors. For example, less access to safe places to play outside, healthy foods, and team sports. The world is mourning the loss of a rock and roll icon. The longtime drummer for the Rolling Stones, Charlie Watts, died at 80 years old. A spokesperson for the Stones confirmed yesterday that Watts died peacefully in a London hospital with his family at his side. Watts joined the Rolling Stones in 1963 and kept touring and recording new music for nearly 60 years. American fans last saw Watts in April of last year when the Stones performed during the One World Together at Home event. Other music legends like Elton John and Paul McCartney described Watts as the ultimate drummer and a lovely guy. Airbnb is offering free housing to 20,000 Afghan refugees around the world. They'll be put up in properties listed on Airbnb's platform, and the company will foot the bill along with donors to the Airbnb Refugee Fund. Airbnb CEO announced the commitment yesterday, calling the situation in Afghanistan, quote, one of the biggest humanitarian crises of our time. He did not say how long refugees would be able to stay, but says the homes are available now. And he's asking even more Airbnb hosts to reach out if they want to host refugee families. This is not the first time Airbnb has stepped up like this. The company says in the last 9 years, 75,000 people have found a free temporary place to stay in times of crisis. Walmart hopes to help smaller stores while making some extra money at the same time. For a fee, the retail giant will deliver items for local businesses that don't have their own delivery systems. The new service is called Go Local, and it's set to launch later this year. Walmart employees and gig workers will apparently be doing these extra deliveries. And Walmart also plans to partner with self-driving car companies and drone companies in the future. For the first time, people on TikTok are going to be able to buy things without having to leave the app. It's part of the social media app's expanded partnership with Shopify. Shopify allows business owners to easily set up an online store. Now it essentially means creators can turn their TikTok accounts into a storefront with new shopping tabs. TikTok is testing this out with a select group now. It wants to expand to all Shopify users this fall. Already, Facebook and Instagram offer in-app shopping, and Fortune magazine reports total sales through social media apps could reach as high as $50 billion in the next 2 years. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about employers and vaccine mandates. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, Policy Genius. Our new baby boy, Dax, relies on us for all kinds of support, including, of course, financial support. So that has me thinking more than ever about life insurance. You probably know that if someone relies on you for financial support, whether it's a child, aging parent, or even a business partner, having life insurance to make sure they're taken care of after your death is important. But I also don't want to spend more than I have to on a plan. Well, with Policy Genius, you can compare quotes from more than a dozen top insurers in one convenient place. And comparing can go a long way. You can save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And you could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare those policies. In just minutes, you can work out how much coverage you need and then find your best price. And get this, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork and scheduling for free. So head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. That's policygenius.com. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. The American Medical Association, which is the leading doctors group in the U.S., is now recommending all employers make COVID-19 vaccines mandatory for their workers. It says mandates are going to be key to get the pandemic under control, since so far, incentives have not worked to get enough of the population vaccinated. However, Montana won't allow it. The state banned employers from mandating vaccines. Several other states say the government cannot mandate vaccines for its public employees. Their state leaders say health should be a personal responsibility and no one should be discriminated against for choosing not to get the shots. Either way, as of this morning, a lot more companies are adding vaccine requirements. Financial companies like Deloitte and Goldman Sachs now say their employees need to be vaccinated by this fall. Same for Disney World employees who belong to a union. Morgan Stanley and Citigroup already had vaccine mandates in place, along with companies like Tyson Foods, United Airlines, Google, and Facebook. And more are expected to follow. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for sharing the show. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.